Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
You got so much to do, it's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, street crime in the capital has fallen under the microscope in recent months, with the policing of O'Connell Street in particular coming in for heavy criticism. Could this new street crime task force have a positive impact on Dublin? Well, I'm joined now by Fianna Fáil Senator Mary Fitzpatrick and by the CEO of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Morning, Pat.
Mary Fitzpatrick, I mean, your area of activity is probably around Dublin Central anyway, so you're familiar with the streets, the lanes, the backways of this area. What's the problem?
Yeah, I am, Pat. I grew up there and lived there and walked through the main street there of our capital, O'Connell Street, on a daily basis almost. So it's not all bad. That's the first thing to say, Pat. I do think we need to get that out there. It isn't all bad. And we do What's good is a very vibrant, engaged community of people working, creating employment.
Yeah, but if I have to kind of, before I engage with them, Mary, if I have to walk through, you know, petty crime, hanging on to my phone in case it's seized from me, watching people sell drugs or deal drugs, ne'er-do-wells hanging around, aggressive begging, that's what I have to put up with to get to all these good people who are doing all this good work.
There's an unacceptable level of antisocial behaviour on our city streets. That's indisputable, Pat. I don't agree with you that you have to walk down O'Connell Street clinging onto your phone and fearing for your life. OK, the truth is somewhere in between those two scenarios. In the city, in that part of the inner city, you've got a low level of home ownership, less than 10% in some parts, but you've got a very high concentration of emergency accommodation. You've got a high level of transient population. You've an enormous footfall, millions of people across O'Connell Street on a daily, weekly basis. And so, yes, there is a high level of antisocial behaviour. It is something I've met with the chief superintendent, the Gardaí in the north inner city, but also the assistant commissioner, Angela Willis, who is proposing a special Garda task force to deal with street crime. Street crime is always opportunistic, or nearly always opportunistic, Pat. So a high level of Garda presence is essential to combat it. And the Gardaí, that is what Angela Willis is proposing. Myself and my colleagues in Fianna Fáil, we actually did a survey on safety in public spaces, public transport specifically. And there's a real concern. We did the survey so that we could quantify the public's concern. And the public said to us in the reply that 93% of them had witnessed antisocial behaviour on public transportation. That's an unacceptably high level of observance.
Yeah, but the Gardaí have set their faces against any kind of a transport police.
Well, actually, I think the Gardaí, when we met with them, and some of your listeners will be aware of this, the Gardaí are already engaging with the public transport service providers, and they are on some of our public transport. They're not, they haven't a unit dedicated to do that yet. That's what we're pushing for. We believe the Gardaí need to be resourced. We think that's where the issue lies. The Gardaí have the strategies, but they need to be adequately resourced to deliver on those strategies.
I'm glad that the Assistant Commissioner, Angela Willis, who's got Dublin as her terrain, is doing this. But it would appear to me that it's the blindingly obvious that should have been done a long time ago.
Well, Operation Citizen that was put into place about a year ago has been in operation, and that has, you know, I think there was something like 10,000 charges, over 6,000 arrests, and close to 5 million in drugs seized over the course of the last 12 months up to the end of September. So it's not as if the problem is going ignored and unaddressed. It has been addressed. However, I think the critical issue to actually take it, as I say, I believe the Gardaí have good strategies. I believe they need more resources for this type of policing. This type of policing of public spaces, high volume traffic, public spaces with opportunistic antisocial behaviour need a very high level of Garda presence and Garda resource. The estimates are that, you know, if you were to have a dedicated Garda presence on the streets for every one Gardaí, you'll need somewhere between 4 and 5 Gardaí to cover, you know, off time shifts, leave, but court appearances.
There's all sorts
of
stuff going on. I mean, the aggressive begging, and there's one kind of begging, which is a business. I mean, the van will drop the beggars off in the morning and pick them up in the evening and check their takings. I mean, this is organised begging.
It's absolutely, it's completely unacceptable. It's unacceptable for the individuals who are having to engage in it and who are being exploited in the activity. And it's completely unacceptable in our city. There are adequate...
Yeah, but these are non-nationals, though, who are generally doing this organised begging, are they not?
It doesn't matter what their nationality is, Pat.
The activity itself. They come here and they actually set up, if you like, the business of begging. And I'm just wondering why the Gardaí haven't come to terms with that. If everyone can see the van arriving, dropping the mendicant off, and then picking the mendicant up in the evening and checking the takings, I mean.
Well, I think the stats of the Gardaí's activity does speak for itself. Like, with over 7,000 arrests just in the core city area, 10,000 charges and 4,000 summonses, you know, that's significant level of activity, Pat. But as I said, I believe for the Gardaí to really be able to address this, they need adequate resourcing.
Yeah. Now, just some of the text coming in before I go to Richard Guiney, the CEO of Dublin Town. Public order antisocial behaviour is not taken seriously in Ireland because the bleeding hearts are allowed to dominate the debate. In places like Paris, the CRS, who are present on every corner, know how to put manners on these thugs. Your guest said it's an unacceptable level of antisocial behaviour. What is considered acceptable? Other European cities just don't tolerate this BS. One of the big problems with crime and antisocial behaviour is that our politicians talk about it as a concept, as if it were not being carried out by people, our fellow citizens. These people, these individuals need to be tackled. Those who generally get on with their lives in a peaceful way need to be protected. Richard Guiney, I presume you welcome this initiative, however late it may be.
I do, Pat. And, you know, we have addressed antisocial behaviour in the city before. We had very successful operations, Spire and Pier, and also an approach, and Mary touched on this, that where we need to organise better and manage better how we run the city. So coordinating supports for people who are vulnerable and ensuring that those supports actually address the issues that people who are vulnerable require. And I think all of that needs to be brought together. But I do welcome the task force, and I do also welcome the political support that's been provided to address the issue at the moment as well.
How would you like to see it done, though? Because, you know, you can give something a name, but if, you know, the Gardaí are not in a position to move people on, to take people off the street who are presenting a hazard, I mean, you know, waiting for someone to commit the crime before they can be arrested does not help limit intimidation.
No, look, in terms of the political support, we've obviously had an increase in Garda numbers announced in the last...
They can't recruit. I mean, they're looking for 800, they have 80.
Yeah, look, I think in terms of the allocation of the budget, and I think that's obviously a very welcome development. the Minister of Justice and the Minister for Finance were actually on O'Connell Street on Tuesday meeting businesses and discussing the issues that are causing difficulties for both businesses and their customers. And as I say, we did during the recession, we did tackle successfully through coordinated efforts perceptions of safety, and we monitored perceptions of safety in the city, and they were improving. Now, I think that went off the boil, and things went.
Well, what happened during COVID, when all good people were staying at home and minding themselves, we did allow the yobs to take over the city.
Well, I think we were moving in the wrong direction before that, you know, it's certainly very welcome that there is the renewed focus. I think we are having issues with some young people as well. Their behaviour is not acceptable. That is something that we're picking up from our colleagues internationally as well. There seems to be a cohort of teenagers who were impacted quite negatively by the pandemic, and I think their behaviour is quite difficult, and that's a broader issue in terms of working with those folks. But I think in terms of the issues that you've raised, and for example begging, I think that the legislation dealing with begging could be improved. At the time, a section in relation to persistent begging, for example, was taken out, and that does make it more difficult for the guards to address it. And I think that could be that could be successfully.
I mean, can they not make some areas of the capital begging free zones? I mean, you would not see outside the Alamo, and you know our GPO is the Americans' Alamo. You wouldn't see drug dealing in front of the Alamo. You wouldn't see drug dealing and aggressive begging outside Buckingham Palace. Do you know what I mean? Outside the Louvre, you're not going to find that. What's wrong with us?
Well, I think certainly like the begging and was prohibited under the Vagrancy Act, which was found to be unconstitutional. So we do live within a constitutional framework. I think that the legislation in dealing with begging could be improved. I'd certainly welcome additional resources on the street. I think Operation Citizen was successful. It's intensive. It is resource intensive. But we've done this before. And I think with the right political will, which I certainly feel we have at this stage, we can do it again. But it does require an all-of-city approach. And we do need to address...
No, there's no point in cleaning up O'Connell Street and other streets then become infected with the same kind of malaise that infects O'Connell Street. I'm going to read out... go on, Richard.
No, well more broadly, I think it's not just a Garda issue. I think how we manage the city is part of the solution as well. And, you know, we've done this before successfully through the Better City for All and through Garda operations. And I think that's the space we need to get back into.
I'll read out some of the text from Andreas. I'm afraid I have to disagree with Mary Fitzpatrick, who tries to soften the situation on O'Connell Street. I happened to visit the Savoy last night and I had to pass numerous antisocial situations on my way in and out. This has to be stopped, although I think they want us to get used to it instead, says Andreas. I'm from County Galway. I had to go to O'Connell Street last week. I certainly was hanging onto my mobile phone while I looked around. I live in Dublin. I have a 13-year-old daughter who has never set foot on O'Connell Street. I wouldn't bring her to it. It's a kip, as is the whole riverside, when its potential is actually amazing. It seems that people charged with running this area are not interested. They should be replaced. We talk and talk and talk and the situation stays the same. I'm also sick of hearing that this only seems to be an issue since COVID. O'Connell Street has been a dump for decades. Re O'Connell Street, I'm a hardened fella in my 50s, well travelled. I won't go near O'Connell Street, nor my kids, nor anyone else in my family. Also, see the Lewis Red Line. Your guest is sugarcoating big time. Its nickname is the Badlands, so says Marco. While they're at it, they should clean up crime around Christchurch, Merchants Quay, and parts of Temple Bar. I work as a tour guide in the city. Shameful what I see on a daily basis. Drug dealing, drug use, etc., and no Gardaí to be seen. Dublin City Council needs a Rudy Giuliani-like figure to clean it up. The Gardaí have 3 Gardaí on some shifts. They are under-resourced and always will be. New laws need to be implemented. Gardaí are making arrests, but the cells are full. And a final one for the moment, the very high concentration of hostels, drug treatment centres, transient housing, overly concentrated social housing in Dublin 1 needs to be addressed. But good luck with that in NIMBY Ireland, says Pat. So, Mary Fitzgerald, you're sugarcoating O'Connell Street.
I'm not sugarcoating O'Connell Street. I'm not approaching it from an academic perspective. I live in the place, I work in the place, and as I said, there are absolute issues. There is levels of antisocial behaviour that is unacceptable. That's why we're putting the resources to address them. It isn't just a simple. There isn't one simple fix here. The City Council has an enormous role to play in fixing this issue. The over-concentration of emergency accommodation in the area, the lack of development and regeneration, the opposition's blocking of a, you know, half a billion development up on O'Connell Street, none of that helps. We all have to play our part with the Gardaí, who need to be resourced to actively police a public space that is different to any other public space in the country.
So I know you're not a security expert, but how many Gardaí should be on O'Connell Street, you know, from, say, 8 in the morning until 12 at night?
Yeah. So
how many?
The proposal is to have 6 dedicated Gardaí on the O'Connell Street area on a 24-hour basis.
6.
To do that, but to do that, Pat, you're going to need, for each one Gardaí, you're going to need an equivalent of 5, because if you want that to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
you're telling me that there's 6 people, 6 Gardaí on O'Connell Street, the length of O'Connell Street.
I just said 6x5, Pat.
Yeah, but
I said 6x5.
Oh, no. I know that. But you're talking about shifts and holidays and all that you need 30 to cover the 6. But at any given time of the day,
on one street, yeah.
Okay.
I think absolutely, yeah. And I think you combine that with all the technology that's available, all the CCTV that's available, and the vehicles and the other resources available. I think if we had that, that would
How many
be
are there at the moment?
Step up.
How many are on O'Connell Street?
At this moment in time, Pat, it depends on who's on leave, who's in a court, who's been dragged off into IFSC.
Two people? One?
The actual number, Pat, I don't know off the top of my head. What the Garda chief super in the North Inner City does is every day obviously deploy Gardaí right across the district based on the available resources. That's a dynamic situation, Pat.
All right, we will leave it there. Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil Senator, and Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.